On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. He's why our previous interview is already posted on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, Peterson's Podcasts. You don't have your own platform yet.
Well, you know, I should, right?
Well, you've occupied enough of them. You might as well start your own. You've done everything else but. But Peterson Toscano is with us, member of the Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. Are you on the board or just an eager volunteer?
I am an eager volunteer.
Okay. And also, as I mentioned, podcaster, author, and Bible scholar, and climate advocate, and live performer. And how many times have you been around the world?
Well, I always come back to Sunbury, though.
Okay.
That's the thing. Wherever I go, I land back in Sunbury, which is true of a lot of people. You know, they go away for a while, then they're like, they realize what they're missing, including the many sandwiches that are available in Sunbury.
Boy, the king of the segues, too. Not bad. You can tell you have experience here. Okay. Yeah, the sandwich stroll is coming up at Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. It's one of the things that pops up that doesn't really, you don't make a buck from it, per se, but folks come away with a good feeling. They eat some good food, and some folks get awards if you're at the sandwich shop. So tell us about the sandwich stroll.
You know, Sunbury has so many amazing sandwich shops. Like, within 8 blocks, you can have a sandwich at least 20 different places. So we have this sandwich stroll on June 3rd. How it works is you will purchase 10 tickets for $10. You take that ticket and you go into one of the participating vendor shops, and they will give you a sampler sandwich of one of their best sandwiches. It might be an old classic, or it could be something new that they're trying. And then you get to judge it. And there's a People's Choice Award and a Judge's Choice Award. And it's exciting to see the vendors getting so excited about this, because it brings a lot of traffic into their places. They actually make some money from every ticket sale that, you know, people bring in the tickets, so it helps them with their business. But more importantly, it gives them a chance to connect with new customers, and it gives us a chance to have like 10 sandwiches in one day.
Well, yeah, and I think that's a fantastic reason, and I know that's going to work because, well, it has worked in the previous opportunities, but here's the proof. I used to go to the Sunbury Sub Shop in the 1970s. They were in the Neff Hotel in Sunbury, and so I know all about them. So if I'm going downtown, I might do a Sunbury or a Marlins because I know all about them. I'm ashamed to admit that I've never been to the Hound and Moon Bakery.
Yeah, well, this is exciting. We are announcing 6 new vendors that are coming on board for the sandwich stroll. We announced 6 about 2 weeks ago. So here's the whole list, and this is what they're offering. Mama G's Bakery is having a smoked chicken panini. Marlin's Subs doing their roast turkey with a twist. Fetter's Market, which is right there on Market Street, and 3rd, a handcrafted chicken salad sandwich. Sunbury Sub Shop will be there. They've been in business for 59 years, the classic regular sub. The Hound and the Moon Bakery will give you a chocolate chip cookie sandwich to squeeze in, a hot dog with a topping of your choice. The Diner and Bingo. This is a new place. They have diner, but there's also bingo on Tuesday night. They have a homemade meatball hoagie, Midtown Bistro, beef on a bun. OIP, Original Italian Pizza, will give the classic Italian sub. Sweet Dreams Cheesecake Emporium. All right, folks, I know it's early in the morning, but it will be a fudge brownie sandwich with cheesecake in the middle. Don't you just want that right now?
Okay.
Santana Sofrito will have a beef and cheese empanada, and Little Addie's, which has won 2 years in a row, is to be announced. She's working on a very special signature new sandwich. So this is just the 12 that we're announcing. There are more to come. And the sandwich stroll is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., so you can pace yourself out. And they're not going to be huge sandwiches, so you get a nice taste, and then you can still have room for more.
Okay. Midtown Bistro, OIP, Sweet Dreams, Cheesecake Emporium. What was the last one you just had?
Santana Solfrito,
yeah,
and okay. Little Addie's.
Okay, two. Wow, isn't that something? What is going on in Sunbury that 90% of the fabulous brand new, fantastic, wonderful restaurants are in Sunbury.
Yeah, you know, and this is a testimony to these business people, because, you know, they had to do through a pandemic. Some of them opened and others stayed open because they really know how to take care of their customers, and they have really quality products. I have been to every one of these shops and I've eaten there now, and I can tell you that it's always a fresh sandwich. There's nothing like frozen or sitting around for a long time. It's made fresh every day.
Well, and you're a bigger person for it.
I am a much bigger person for it.
I meant spiritually.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure
meant.
You did.
That's another topic. Okay, in the sandwich stroll, there's a competitive element.
Yeah, so there's the People's Choice Award. So when you buy your ticket and you come pick it up at the Steam Innovation Lab, you'll get a ballot, and you get to decide what you think was the best sandwich. And then there's the judge's choice. We're going to have three judges, and I can announce the first judge today. This is official. This is the first people hearing it. According to our committee, our first judge is Tim Boach, a.k.a. The Barbarian. He's a retired professional mixed martial artist who fought in the middleweight and light heavyweight divisions of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And he's a wrestling coach, a beloved coach, and he's going to be packing away a lot of sandwiches that day.
Well, he's also a cook. We've had his ribs and other foods, so he knows
food.
Right. He knows what he's talking about. He doesn't just know fighting, but the boxing or the MMA or whatever it is. But anyway, yeah, he knows food and, of course, Italian ice and some other things, too. So, okay. So, Sandwich Stroll, June 3rd. How do I get signed up? The where, what, when, hows, and
go ahead. The easiest thing is go to Google and just type in Sunbury Sandwich Stroll. It will take you right to the Sunbury Revitalization site, the right page. You sign up. You have to sign up by the 26th because we need to give the vendors a week's notice of how many people are signing up. This is a very popular event, so you need to get your tickets early. This year, we also have t-shirts that were specially made and swag bags that you can order online. And those have to be ordered by Friday, actually, because they're being special ordered and made for people. So I'd get on it today, get your tickets, and then you'll pick them up that day and enjoy. Do it with friends. Do it on your own. Do it as much as you like. There's going to be a lot of sandwiches to be eaten.
I want to see the t-shirt design. So that is on the Facebook.
It's on the Sunbury Revitalization. When you go to order your tickets, you could also order there's like a whole deluxe package you can do with the t-shirt and a bag, or you can order them separately. And there's going to be live music that day, too, on Market Street, a band called Lowbrow. You may know Lowbrow. They're spelled LOBRAU. And there's going to be a sidewalk sale the same day. So in between your sandwiches, you can do a little shopping. This has been organized by the Old Town Neighborhood Association, along with sponsorship from Sunbury Revitalization, Weiss Markets, and the Steam Innovation Lab. Sunbury Revitalization has been really, really amazing in supporting this event.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks for volunteering and helping to glue all this together. So on June 3rd, are there hours associated with
11
this?
11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, 11 to 2. So this is a quickie. You got to get down there. Yeah, the last time I was at the sandwich stroll, I was probably strolling with 200 people up and down and in and out at all the places.
And it's great. People just have these great conversations. They meet up with old friends. They make new friends. It's been really a lot of fun.
So we're looking for the sandwich stroll. Let's see. Go ahead and name the names of these restaurants again, if you would. Yeah. You don't necessarily need to name their sandwich, but just give them a little plug, because we appreciate them signing
up. Mama G's Bakery, which is in the Market House, Marlin's Sub Shop, Fetter's Market, which also sells lots of meat and other foods, Sunbury's Sub Shop, The Hound and the Moon Bakery, The Squeeze Inn, The Diner and Bingo, Midtown Bistro, OIP, Original Italian Pizza, Sweet Dreams Cheesecake Emporium, which is also in the Market House, Santana Sol Frito, and Little Addie's. These are all right on Market Street within walking distance, and there are going to be more added to the list later this week.
All right, you got to sign up by the 26th if you want to get tickets, and this helps the vendors know how many of these subs to make. There's a big difference when you're in food service between making 200 of these subs and making 100, so they really want to get a good idea. T-shirts are on sale by this Friday, so you got 48 hours to get signed up for that. It's June 3rd, 11 to 2. And you alluded to it a couple of times that there's it's like a brotherhood among people when you're in downtown on this day. It's hard to describe. You can feel it.
Yeah, the first year, it was kind of extraordinary to me to see this because downtown is a place where sometimes people have avoided the past few years. It's been revitalized in many ways. There are new shops. But what I saw that first year was that people, I don't know, they just were just chill and relaxed with each other. It was like old times, just people hanging out, talking, and young and old. People, there were a lot of smiles that day, I remember, and people were so happy to be back on the Market Street. And for the old timers, it was kind of a reminder of the good old days. And I think that's the exciting thing here, is that there's still good days in Sunbury, and June 3rd is going to be definitely one of them.
Well, and there's not only still good days, but there's still good people who think big and not only see their glasses half full, but overflowing in Sunbury, and just love to go downtown and walk and relax and enjoy the shops and grab a coffee and just make sure that the downtown is remains vibrant and inviting to people.
And it is. I mean, when I first moved to Sunbury in 2009, there was not a lot there. And in the intervening years, so much has come up. I literally can go out to lunch every day for 30 days within walking distance and never eat at the same place twice.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
30.
I've done the math.
Wow. Again, you're a bigger person than I.
That's funny. It was funny the first time, not the second
time. Well, yeah. Sorry. Okay. Well, yeah, that's true. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody's a critic. Thank you so much for all you're doing and for volunteering this and for Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated and everybody else that's involved in this.
Yeah, great folks. Jody Ocker's been super helpful. Megan Beck, Dina Snyder, and Joe Bartello. I mean, just a wonderful committee has been working on this and just really grateful. But especially to the vendors. They've been through a hard time with COVID, and they really need our love and support, and this is a great way to show it.
All right. Peterson Descano is a member of a volunteer with Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. Actually, if you're a member, you paid to join.
I did.
You paid to join him, and now you work for him, or help him anyway. So, yeah, thanks for all you're doing. But noted podcaster and really globe traveler who's bringing a climate message and a lot of other good information to the world. Thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you so much.